views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you folks to stay with us for the next hour because we're going to inspire you, and we're going to help you to create that life you desire. And some of you lucky callers are going to experience firsthand what it feels like to have a Reiki energy healing session, little mini session. So we've got an awesome show for you today. Now, before we start the show, I do want to share with you that you can connect with me after the show through my personal website. That's AskSueLondon.com. Again, AskSueLondon.com. And when you go to the website, I want to encourage you to sign up for the free newsletter, because when you sign up for that, we've got lots of great gifts and bonuses to give you. And one of those things that you're going to receive is 10 empowering videos that are filled with tools and techniques that I use personally in my own life to overcome and heal Crohn's disease, a life and death pregnancy, when I was given 30 minutes to live in my life, overcoming abuse, divorce, and a near-death experience. So you're going to get lots of videos around with tools around that. So that website, again, is AskSueLondon.com. Simply hit sign up for the free newsletter, and we'll get them off to you right away. I also want to share with you that if you go to the blog area on the website, you're going to see there is a lot of great meditations from a lot of our guests. And our guest tonight, who is Brenda Pierce, if you look at April 10th date, you'll see healing meditations, and you'll hear a replay of Brenda's distant Reiki meditation event. It's amazing. It was very, very healing. So check that out, too. We got lots of great stuff for you. So, Christopher, my friend, how are you this week? What's new with you?
Oh, what's not new? That's the question, Sue.
I know the feeling.
What's new with you? You know what? A lot of things are new. It's the springtime here in the local area. We just had our big spring fest in Musquamacut Beach, and we've got that wonderful Virtue Arts Festival happening in Wilcox Park next week. The summertime has finally gotten here. I mean, we still get those days that are a little chilly and everything, but I think it's finally here. Just a little late start this year.
Do you know we have our furnace on here in Canada?
Really?
We do. And I'm looking out the window right now, and it is pouring rain, and we've been having thunder, and yeah, it's crazy. I don't remember ever May being like this, where we've had the furnace on and still wearing our jeans. I've wore shorts maybe twice so far. It's really crazy, this weather we're having.
It
so
is
maybe
absolutely
send some
crazy
of that good weather up here, okay?
Yeah, so definitely we'll send some your way. But you know what? You got to do the same for me, too, you know.
Oh, I can do that.
Okay, it's a two-way street.
I don't mind. Well, and, you know, with all of this going on, I got to tell you, I'm a bit tired tonight. And I got to tell you why. Because, folks, I don't normally get tired. And believe it or not, I got my B12 shot yesterday, and Dr. Michael double-dosed me. So that's how tired I was. And but what's happening here, we've got a long weekend coming up here in Canada. And
What is this weekend called? This must be like an Independence Day or something, right?
You know what? It's Victoria weekend. it's the I always call it the 24th of May weekend, even though it doesn't seem to always fall on that weekend. But years ago, my grandfather, it was his birthday on May 24th, and he always told me as a little girl that the whole country took off that weekend to celebrate his birthday. So I think of that when you ask me.
That's where it came.
So,
that's where it came from. You inherited
Buck's birthday.
No, you inherited that gene, and that's why. I mean, besides the fact that you've overcome a lot in your life, but that's why November, the entire month, is like a big national, international holiday.
I know, eh?
You inherited that gene.
Well, what can I say? But yeah, so this weekend, this whole like last week, 2 weeks, Ross and I, my husband Ross, folks, just so you don't know who Ross is I'm talking about, we have been having landscaping done in our house, and we are building our own fence. Now, you talk about faking it till you make it. Our kids are telling us how to use Siri to get Siri to tell us how to build a fence. And we're going to YouTube videos, and we are building the most beautiful fence. So I'm now wearing a hat called Bob the Builder.
Now, wait a minute. How?
Yeah, you saw pictures. What am I talking about?
No. Forget about that part of it. Yeah. I want to know what Siri's response is when you ask her, you know, if you want to call her a she. She's a virtual computer inside the phone. What does Siri say when you say, how do I build a fence?
Please go to this website and learn DIY, and then it sends us to websites.
So it worked, really.
It did. Our kids taught us this. Thank God for teenagers and kids in their 20s, you know, with the technology tricks. But, yeah, no, it actually, like, we have learned how to build a fence. And so I've been learning how to use the drill and, you know, screw in those nails. And I got to tell you, though, and Ross will tell you, so I'm telling you this openly in front of everybody, that I'm not really straight with the drill. And when I'm putting the screws in, I kind of got them on the angle, and I kind of messed up two of the drill bits. But you know what? I am willing to learn, and I'm helping my husband. And I think that's really the bottom thing that counts. Don't you, Christopher?
The bottom thing that counts?
Well, that's tired. See, my words aren't coming
out. Yeah, I wouldn't word it quite like that, but I know what you're trying to say, and yes.
Yeah, so what's happening, before the show started today, we had a delivery company deliver 5 yards of topsoil, or triple mix, I guess you call it, and we're having a patio put in, so starting tomorrow night, we've got landscapers coming in and digging up our clay grass yard, like the ground is just clay hard, right? So they're digging that up and they're putting in nice flower beds, and we're going to have butterfly bushes and attract lots of birds and that. So we're supervising this weekend, and the next week we're leaving for Branson, Missouri. So busy.
Have you ever been to Branson, Missouri?
No, I haven't. But all I know is that we're going to be in the Ozark Mountains. And I know that our intention is just to go and rest and relaxation. And I understand the weather there is between 85 and 55 degrees Fahrenheit right now.
Well, let me know if you see any daredevils there.
Why?
Oh, come on, Sue. The Ozark Mountain daredevils?
I don't. What is that?
You know, ooh, Jackie Blue. You know that song.
No.
Okay. Well, the Ozark Mountain Daredevils, they had a hit in the 70s called Jackie Blue.
Okay. Okay. Well, you'll have to play it for me later so I can hear it.
Okay, I will.
Is that like a young song or something?
No, it came out in the 70s.
Okay, so I should know this song.
Why? What are you trying to say?
I mean, I'm born in the 60s, right? But I like the Beach Boys and like that kind of old music, right? But I got to tell you, you know our guest we had on a couple of weeks ago, Dr. Kevin Morrison, and how he did the awakening technique. Well, I started working with him, and holy smokes, he is phenomenal. So I can't wait. We've got him back on, I think, June the 5th, and he's going to do some work with you and some lucky callers. Amazing treatment that I've been having with him. I work with him once a week. Unbelievable. And I found, remember when he came on the show and he was talking to me about, like, safety?
Mm-hmm.
I had stuff going on. Well, it's just been amazing because what I had been through in my life with abuse and ex-husband and everything that had happened, it was still buried in me about this safety thing. And so this was relating to me going to the dentist. So I went to the naturopath last week, and I openly was talking about going to the dentist. I didn't have that panic in my voice. And Dr. Michael was saying, like, what are you doing? Like, are you on something? Because you're so calm when you talk about the dentist now. So that's after one session with Dr. Kevin Morrison. And wow. We're going to do six sessions. So I want to encourage everyone to call in on June the 5th. We've got them booked every month until, I think, September. So you're all going to have an opportunity to call in and experience his work. I do recommend you work with him. And, Chris, you get to experience him the next show, too.
I can't wait. That's going to be great.
Yeah, so I'm really excited. So today, do you remember a few weeks ago we had the amazing Brenda Pearson, our friend Brenda, and the challenges that we had with technology? Do you remember that, Christopher?
You know, was she the one where every time she talked, we heard a beep, 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 beep on the phone? Was that her?
I think so. And remember how you tried to bring her on the show 20 minutes into the show? We couldn't get her on the show. And then her son was on the other side, just kind of controlling stuff. And then as soon as I said, you know, we're going to bring you back, all the technology challenges stopped.
Well, I'm not feeling that we're going to have issues today.
I don't think so either. Believe me, both Brenda and I have been talking before the show, and we're sending Reiki, and we're doing meditations, and I've been talking to her son to work with us tonight. So we're going to have an awesome, awesome show. So, folks, we're going to bring Brenda on. Brenda is going to talk about Reiki. She's going to talk about how she helped her son, who's now on the other side. Very touching story. She's going to talk about her new book, and I want to encourage you to go to her website, biomatrixtherapy.com. Learn all about her. Amazing girl. She does have on the AskSueLondon.com blog for April the 10th, there is a replay of her distant Reiki and meditation event. I encourage you to listen to that. So without any further delay, let's get Brenda on the show and get started with everything to do with Reiki and everything she's going to share today, okay?
All right, Brenda, you're on.
Hello, my friend.
Hi, Sue. Hi, Christopher. It's wonderful to be with you again and your beautiful audience. I'm so thrilled that we were able to do this again. And yes, I have a picture of my twin sons here in front of me, and I've been doing distance Reiki love and, you know, sending the good vibes so that we don't have any of those technical glitches again. So
thank you.
Whoa, right when she said technical glitch.
That's funny. Is everybody hearing that?
I didn't do that either.
Wow, it just blew my ear out.
That was too perfectly timed.
Oh, that's crazy. You know what, folks? Okay. I got to tell you, like, when my next book comes out, you're going to hear a lot of behind the scenes. This is like the normal that happens on Get Inspired Radio. There's a lot of things you don't know, but we're all starting to, like, educate you on and expect the unexpected. That's for sure, right, Brenda?
Absolutely. I mean, just go with the flow. I mean, there's no sense getting stressed out about it.
Exactly. I mean, we got to laugh because it just shows us how we are so supported from the other side, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
So,
true. And
so
then
why
I got my
don't
beautiful
we
dog
have Daisy. You tell everybody, we've been talking about Reiki, right? So tell everybody
right.
what Reiki is for those who didn't hear the show a couple weeks ago. And
Yeah, I'd love to. Thank you very much for providing the venue again. And for anybody who doesn't know, I mean, a lot of people hear the word Reiki, but they don't understand what it is. Or it's like people will say, oh, and I do Reiki and I do something else. So it's like not really focusing on what Reiki is. And so, and you'll have to forgive my dog is freaking out here. But definitely Daisy's an energy dog, so forgive me.
Marley in the other room for the same reason.
I can't get rid of her. Anyway, so Reiki is a Japanese word, which means universal life force energy. And so the ki is like we hear about chi all the time, but we don't really hear ki used a lot. So ki is the Japanese version of the word chi in Chinese. And so it's just another way of expressing the energy which is all around us. And where does energy come from? It comes from source. And energy, we know from Einstein's theories and everything else, cannot be destroyed. It can be transmuted.
Yes.
You know, where energy is. And so basically, Dr. Mikao Yusui in Japan, way back in the early 1900s, was an actual person. He is credited with Reiki as being the father of Reiki, and was a Qigong master. So Qigong is another energy form, which is actually where energy is pushed from the practitioner into the recipient to push out all the negative energy and all the bad vibes and all that sort of thing. And Dr. Mikio Yusui actually felt that it took a lot of energy out of him, and he wanted to find a way of working with energy, you know, and this is before the time of Einstein. So, you know, this is pretty progressive in his wanting to find another way. And so he traveled all over, and there is some word that he made it to the Western countries. I'm not sure about his extensiveness of his travels, but he did travel, and he did go to try to find all the different healing modalities, looking for the perfect one for him. And he couldn't find it. The knowledge just was not there. There were different practices. And anyway, so he came back to Japan kind of deflated. And he was married, and he had a young family and everything else. And so and he was also Buddhist. And so in he traveled up a sacred mountain in Japan and went into meditation for 40 days and fasted and prayed, please, you know, please give me the ultimate. What can I, you know, show me the way and, you know, help make my path easier and all that sort of thing. And after the 40 days, he was kind of deflated. He came down the mountain and didn't feel he had received a single blessing, and he was really, you know, quite upset until he fell, stumbled, hit his foot, put his hands on his foot, and miraculously healed his foot. And so when he got down the mountain, he was thrilled with the idea that he had, he actually was graced with something, and went on to practice what is now known as Reiki. And so Reiki basically was decimated in World War II. If it wasn't for Mrs. Takata from Hawaii, who was trained by Reiki practitioners in Hawaii or in Japan. And so it came up from Hawaii all the way through North America, over to Europe, and then back into Japan. So in the 80s, there was a real movement for a Reiki. And in the early 90s, I actually was a nurse in a local hospital where I live, and there was a Reiki practitioner. And I had never heard of Reiki before. Never, ever, ever.
And it seems years ago, it was not as commonly known, but now it's a common household name for many, isn't it?
Yes, it
That's what I find, and
it's wonderful. I'm so glad it is.
And I'd like to chime in on that thought. Here in this area, when it comes to Reiki, if you came to this area, the westerly area of Rhode Island and Stonington, Connecticut, back in the year 2000, 1999, people would hear that word Reiki and they would kind of roll their eyes. They'd be like, you know, because this is the northeast of the United States. They'd be like, what is that? You know, that's just crazy, hocus pocus, whatever. But now, about 14 years later, because I've seen this, I've seen it evolve myself, there are insurance companies that are willing to fund it. They're talking about it, and our local hospitals and things like that, they actually bring in a Reiki person on staff and treat it as a serious, you know, assistment when it comes to, you know, medical situations.
And that's wonderful. It deserves to be in
now,
every hospital.
I don't, Brenda, I don't, you're Canadian, right?
Yes.
And so am I. And I don't think our country, like the drug plan, covers Reiki treatments, does it?
No, it doesn't.
I know for our personal plan, it doesn't.
Yeah, I think right now reflexology is starting to be acknowledged.
It is, yes.
Yeah, so various, you know, it's a little bit of a slow movement, but you can see the progression happening. Like Dr. Oz openly talks about Reiki and has had Reiki practice.
Do you know that Dr. Oz's wife is a Reiki master?
Yes, they do.
Yes,
I do.
Folks, it's absolutely an amazing session to experience, but it's also, I found for me personally, it was amazing for me to learn how to do it, because it helped me when I did level one to work on my physical body and clearing my stuff. I don't know if you had this happen with you, Brenda, but when I did my level two, it really came out my emotional stuff and how I was afraid to make a mistake, afraid not to be perfect. And that started me on a journey and releasing that as I was doing that training. And when I became a master, it was like I was letting go of past life stuff and made me more in tune to every level I did. Now, what level have you got, Brenda?
I'm a master teacher, too. But yeah, in my lineage, we do three levels, and then we do MT. So, so there's a diversification in the teachings. Even though it all originated back to Dr. Yuzui, there's different kinds of Reiki as well. There's Kundalini Reiki. There's I've heard about four or five different types. But, you know, it's just the progression. And it just shows, though, that, you know, you can call it different things, but it's still the same. Every kind of energy therapy has
energy, right?
Background.
I have a funny story to tell you. And if you're a listener, you're going to find, and who does Reiki and healing, you're going to find this pretty interesting. Chris, I think I told you about this. On, I think it was Monday or Tuesday. The whole week is a blur for me, honestly, folks. Monday this week, I think it was Tuesday, we had to take our dog in to have his teeth cleaned to the vets. And so before he went, I did Reiki on him because, as you know, Brenda, doing Reiki before any kind of surgeries can really help a healing, right?
Yep.
And so I did Reiki on Gus the night before. I did Reiki on him in the morning, and he went to the vets. And at the exact, I was working on him while he was there, and at the exact time I was working on him, at the exact time he was being given anesthetic, I went under. I was so connected to him, feeling the whole process. He was there. And Ross couldn't wake me up. I was right under like Gus was. And then when he came out, I noticed the time, and I said to the vet, "This, you know, did he come around? What time did he come around?" And he said, "That's the time I was under." So he found it really interesting. But that's how connected Reiki gets for me when I'm working on somebody. And I liked it that my animal was here, you know, having this procedure, and I couldn't be there, but I was wondering what was happening, and I was able to connect. So that was a first for me, getting that connected to put me under too. I thought it was pretty cool.
It is. Actually, we're really all that connected. It's just that when we are more knowledgeable about it, it's almost like putting a magnifying glass on the human consciousness. So, you know, it is not, you know, even though, you know, it's funny that happened to you. It really, in another sense, it really does show, you know, that energy is all one. We are all one. We hear songs through the years about being one and united and all this sort of thing. And there's been a lot of talk about that, but that is really a graphic experience that shows that dynamic, whether we are, living plants or trees, or animals that we're really loving, or you know, or people that we really care for. Because sometimes, you know, maybe not so much now, but years ago when we were all on you know, landlines and that sort of thing, it was not unusual for me, and I found this, that you pick up the phone and you're thinking of calling someone and they're actually on that line. Like, it's like,
I had that happen a lot.
200 miles away, and they're right there, and the phone never rang. It was like you both had this kinesthetic need to talk to each other, and the airwaves just allowed you to, you know, be right there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was just amazing how I find, I can think a thought, and then somebody can call in, or, like, I've been able to use Reiki, you know, with an experience that I know is coming up, or, you know, Ross and I are taking a trip next week, so I'll be doing Reiki on us, you know, getting there safely to our destination, and that, you know, we'll have the right people meet us at the, you know, to help us with what we need, this kind of stuff. So it's really a very empowering tool to have as, like, an individual, to be able to do it on others, to use it for yourself, your family, your animals, and also to experience a session. Can't talk highly enough about this one either, folks. Brenda, what I'm thinking is we have to take a break in a couple minutes, but why don't we during the break, the opportunity for people to phone in, and then you do a mini session with them so they can experience it? Does that sound
good?
Yeah,
that'd be wonderful. That'd be great. So, what I'd like to do, too, is just kind of set the tone for that so that everybody who's listening on the live call or even in the future when you're listening to the replay, the Reiki will be embedded in this call.
Yes.
And so if everybody at this moment can sit wherever you are in a safe place, not driving a car or operating, you know, something dangerous, and you're willing to put your attention forward, sit with your right hand up and your left hand down, and let's create an energy circle of love all around the world for whoever's listening. And that will create the safe environment for whoever we get to work on to step into the center of that circle energetically, and from each of our heart spaces to beam this person love.
It'll perfect. Really that sounds awesome. Now, what I want to do is if you want to be one of these lucky callers that Brenda's going to do Reiki on, then I want you to call right now. Call Christopher, and our number is 1-800-930-2819. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819, and Christopher will get you ready, and we will watch and sit back and watch Brenda do a Reiki session so that you can become more familiar with that. So, Christopher, how about we take a break now? Does that sound good?
That's perfect. Works out good.
Perfect. Okay, so let's take the break, and then when we come back, Brenda's going to do some more Reiki session, and she's going to talk about more how Reiki has helped her in her life. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. We'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar Package in one location.
You have to experience yourself. You have to be there. Touch it. Play with it.
It's not a complicated system. It's simple. It's easy. It's fun. It's quite remarkable.
And this woman literally went doot, doot, and I had this wave, this whole wave of energy comes through me like I had never felt anything like that in my entire life, and it just blew me away. I was like, wow.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit matrixenergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, today we've got the amazing Brenda Pierce with us, and she is sharing a powerful technique called Reiki. We've been talking about that. So what I want to do now is, Christopher, how about we have you experience the session, and then other callers, don't be shy. Call us. The number is 1-800-930-2819, and you can experience a healing session. So, Brenda, why don't I turn it over to you, and then you work with Christopher.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. Thank you very, very much.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is Reiki actually raises a vibrational frequency to help you break through your pain, fear, and anxiety levels that you have. And that's why it's so effective in creating what's known as the relaxation response. And that is a coined medical term.
Mm-hmm.
So, Christopher, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd like you to rate any pain that you have right now.
On a scale of 1 to 10, can it be is just physical, mental, emotional, all that stuff, everything?
Okay, so what we're going to do is rate pain, fear, and anxiety. So, not knowing you and, you know, what your life is, but having, you know, we're all in this human consciousness, so we have a certain level of each of those components. The pain can be emotional, physical, whatever it is that registers as pain to you, You can rate that on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being most severe and 1 being, like, minimal.
Okay. Well, I must admit it's tough to say numbers like this on the air, but I'm going to say, and don't, like, think anything, but 7.
Okay, 7. That's
mm-hmm.
fair.
Mm-hmm.
And any anxiety that you have?
Making 10.
Sure that this call was clear was going to be anxious.
10 on the anxiety.
Okay.
I didn't even have to think about that one.
Okay, that's great. And any fears, any fear you have?
Yeah, I would also put that as a 10. So 7, okay. 10, and 10.
Okay, so pretty high, okay?
Yes.
Now, this is going to be an unbiased. I don't, you know, when we're done, I'm going to ask you to rate them again and be very, very honest, because that you know, if it has no effect, it has no effect. But if it does, you know, be very sincere in your answer. So what we're going to do is, Christopher, if you can sit in a very comfortable position and take a few deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. And I'm going to, if I have your permission, I'm going to start the process now.
Okay, I was standing, but see, the way we sit at the console, I have to sit on a stool, so I'm sitting on a stool now.
Okay.
There we go.
This is long, because I don't want you to fall over or anything, okay?
I won't.
Okay, so taking a few nice deep breaths, close your eyes if you can, if you can trust the console, and I'll start the process now if I have your agreement.
You have my agreement. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you.
The only thing is we have to keep saying stuff, or I got to find some background music to play.
Here, do you want me to talk?
You can go ahead and talk and
okay.
just carry on. It'll be quiet on my end, so yes.
Okay,
okay.
So folks, what's happening right now, Brenda is sending distant Reiki energy healing to Christopher. I am also sending the Reiki to Christopher, so he's getting a double healing right now. What happens with Reiki, people can feel light. They can feel, I know when I've worked on family members before, when they've had, like, say, a tightness or a pain, the pain got intense because it was coming to the surface, and then it released. When that happens, you just breathe through it, and then it will, you know, get less and less, and then it will go away. So with Reiki, you might find that you're really energized after a session. You could find that you're wanting to lay down and you want to rest. Perhaps that, you know, you've let go so much and it's the time that you need to rest to heal. So honor that. When you have a session, people have said that maybe, you know, sometimes they can feel a bit of a headache. And if that happens, you just drink a lot of water, and because it's toxins coming out of you. So the more water you drink, that's, you know, the best thing you could do for yourself. So drink lots of water and rest and honor yourself during that time after you've had a session, because Reiki is very powerful. And it does work on your physical, your mental, your emotional, and your spiritual levels. And it's not up to the practitioner to say where the Reiki is going to go, just so you know. So if you were to phone a master or a healer, a practitioner, and say, I want Reiki for this, the energy flows through the practitioner and it goes to where you need it on whatever level. And then when, you know, you've had what you need, then the session's over. Now, I've had a lot of experience working on animals, and it's really amazing working on them. I just love that connection with the animals. With an animal, what they will do is they will position their body where they want the healing. And every morning, gotta tell you folks, that our dogs, they jump up on, we have a special stool for them, and they jump up on the stool. They decide who's going to have the Reiki massage first. And my husband, Ross, also has his Reiki. He got it because I was practicing on him when I was becoming a teacher. So he's quite a healer himself, too. So the dogs go to him in the morning and have that, and then at nighttime when we're cuddling in bed, that's when I give them another Reiki treatment. And they just always position their body where they want it, and animals generally want it anywhere from, you know, a couple minutes to 15, 20 minutes max. Now, my dog Molly that I had years ago, she would lay there for hours and want it, and that's really uncommon. So Reiki is amazing for people. It's amazing for animals. It's amazing for the universe, for our world, for plants, for situations. It is truly something that I recommend everyone have. I was blessed to get it when my kids were young. And, you know, if they were at school and they were having a tough day or having to have a test, I was able to prepare them and help them through the fear they had about, you know, maybe failing or whatever was happening at school for them. And I was able, through distant Reiki, which is level 2 Reiki, if you're wondering what level that is for your training, I was able to check in with them at a distance and see how they were doing. So that's a little bit more about Reiki. So do you want me to keep talking, Brenda?
That's beautiful. You did a great job. And I finished the session with Christopher. And
okay.
I just love to have Christopher right now take a couple nice deep breaths in through his nose and out through his mouth and just center himself. And you may need to wiggle your fingers and toes a little bit.
I'm doing it right now.
Perfect. Sounds like you're coming back. Okay, great. Can you tell us about your experience, Christopher? How are you feeling?
I felt like a wave. It was like a wave that actually started in my back and my shoulders and went right through me. Then just it started at the top and then went right down. The only place I didn't feel it was inside my actual head, but the rest of my body feels great. My head is very, very, that's not you. It's my head is very, very difficult to maneuver for me. But the rest of me, I feel great, especially when you said I was coming back. Now, this is a very, probably the most unique thing that you're ever going to hear. But when you told me that I was coming back, one of the things I always enjoyed in my childhood, and I'll admit I still do now, and Sue, don't get mad at me.
No, I'm not.
No. Lucky Charms marshmallows. And I smelled Lucky Charms marshmallows and had a craving for them. Not necessarily craving, but I smelled them because that's a pleasurable experience for me. Seriously. So as I was coming back, that I smelled Lucky Charms marshmallows.
What a beautiful gift. That's wonderful. That's really good. So I wonder if you could, right now, if we go back to the pain, fear, and anxiety, and in this moment right now, can you give us a grading on each of the three? How are they now?
I would say number one, the pain, would be 3.5. The anxiety dropped down to a 4.
Wow, that's big.
And what was the third one again?
The pain, fear, and anxiety.
So oh, the fear. The fear is still the highest, and that's still at a 7 because I'm always afraid of the unknown, no matter what situation I'm in.
Right, you're on guard anyway, and
right.
You're in a situation where you have to be on guard to make sure that everything continues. So I'm not surprised it still is at a higher level. But isn't it nice to feel a little less anxious?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. You know, and this is consecutively, you know, we've noticed, we did a study at our local hospital, actually, because we wanted to quantitize it. We used actual staff members, and everybody came in and graded on those three parameters before and after. And usually, you know, 9 out of 10 times, they were at least half, if not more, than what they were at the beginning. So for people that are working in healthcare, you know, that's significant because that's another one where you have to be on guard and can be anxious and create fear and all that sort of thing. So it is definitely what it does is just like putting car jumper cables from a live battery from a car to a dead battery and turning the ignition on and jump starting another person's energy into a better, higher frequency so that you can feel a little more engaged, a little more happier, less stress, less pain, less fear. And that is definitely what the Reiki process is all about.
I like the way you worded that. That's perfect.
Yeah, and isn't it become very powerful for you in your own personal life too, Brenda?
Absolutely.
I know for me it is.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It's like giving yourself tools that you know, like you can't carry a tool belt around with a screwdriver and all this stuff like maybe Sue has been this past week, but
Bob the Builder, here we go, you know.
But
what can I say?
You know,
okay, so on that note, Brenda, we gotta take a quick break.
Okay.
I don't know how to like top that after saying Bob the Builder. But let's take a break, and then when we come back, what I want you to do is share the story of how you helped your son. and then let's talk about your new book that's come out.
Okay, wonderful.
Sound good? Okay, so folks, stay tuned. We're going to be right back and lots more with Brenda when we return. Stay tuned.
Inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hi, this is Greg Braden. The best minds of our time tell us that our world is changing in ways that we've never seen. It's happening on a scale that we're not used to, and for most of us, it's all faster than we've been prepared to accept. In my new book, The Turning Point, Creating Resilience in a Time of Extremes, I invite you to join me as together we discover the roots of the change that's transforming our lives. There is a time when every crisis can become transformation. That time is called The Turning Point. In our world, that time is right now.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London and our amazing guest, Brenda Pierce. Before the break, Brenda did a distant Reiki healing mini session on Christopher. Christopher, are you still with us or are you falling off that chair yet and on the floor?
Well, I'm glad you didn't say, are you eating a bowl of Lucky Charms right now? But no, I feel very good.
I think I have you well trained now, don't I, over that?
Yes, yes.
Okay, good answer. So are you feeling like you're back with us, Christopher?
I am totally back, and all of those numbers are lowered.
Even more?
No. They are the same.
Okay, but they're
The anxiety went up slightly, but it doesn't have anything to do with you, Sue.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's really good. Brenda, what I want to do now, you had an amazing experience with your son, who's now on the other side. Do you want to share that story? Because I want to take this time now to talk about how you helped your son, and then let's talk about your book.
Okay, and actually this is, like, on your show is the first time I've really publicly spoken about it.
We're very honored.
You're very welcome, and I feel that this is a very safe place to speak about it because it is such a phenomenal experience. Almost 26 years ago, next Thursday is actually their birthday. The twins are going to be 26. And, So what happened was my very first pregnancy, I found I was going to have twins. And at the very same time I was figuring out that I was pregnant, my husband suffered a very, very severe accident at that point. It was a C1, C2 hangman's neck fracture.
Wow.
And, you know, so it is true that emotional trauma can cause birth trauma. And at that very, very time, there were fraternal twins, and so one twin was maybe a little bit more advanced than the other one, and our son that consequently became Kenny, twin B, suffered some trauma because of the accident, and he had suffered a congenital anomaly to his trachea, his aorta, and his heart.
Wow.
And consequently his lungs as well. And so we went through a year and a day from the day that my husband broke his neck to the day our son died after open heart surgery. And so it was a phenomenal year of miracles, blessings, insights, and great connection with God above.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you how many times we received spiritual gifts during that whole year and a day.
Mm-hmm.
But so even from the trauma and from all the negativity, which could, you know, suck you into the abyss of, you know, being very jaded with life, we forged a very strong bond with Kenny while he was alive.
Mm-hmm.
And when he died, after open heart surgery, and so at 4.5 months we buried our one son.
Wow.
And had to carry on with another son, who I think we did an amazing job to not drag him or make him a martyr for his brother's death or anything like that, but it was a consequence.
Yeah.
And the bonding of twins is so strong.
Yeah.
That even though Kevin was alive and thrived and had another brother and a sister come, he felt half as a whole.
Oh, okay.
And
yep.
Yeah.
I've heard that before from others who are twins.
Yes, exactly. Because there are twin studies out there. We've heard about, you know, them being separated at birth, and, you know, and yet there's still quite the similarities and quite a lot of connection between them, even if there's miles apart. So in this situation, you know, it is actually veils apart, dimensions apart, and yet the connection was there. And so Kevin grew up to be a very vital, strong young boy. And at the age of 15, which most kids do, they defy their parents a little bit. And I remember one night, it was between Christmas and New Year, had a friend over. And Kevin was chatting with somebody online and decided to go out and not tell us that he was leaving with his friend. They left through the basement door and went over to the friend's house. It was pouring rain in the middle of the winter, cold. And when they were ready to come back, they, drank some alcohol. parents' worst nightmare. And when they came out of the house, they went the wrong way. And walking in the freezing cold rain in a sweatshirt, he experienced hypothermia. Oh, and luckily enough, they banged on somebody's door who answered it and called 911, and he got to hospital. Meanwhile, my husband and I and everybody else went to bed. And at 10 o'clock and didn't know what was going on. So 3 o'clock in the morning, you get your worst parent's nightmare, a call from the police. And we were told, somebody needs to come to the hospital. Your son is not going to make it. And, you know, we need somebody to be there. And so, of course, shock and awe and, you know, and incredulous about it all. I went to the hospital, left my husband home with the other children. And when I walked in, I just basically saw my son lifeless, very still, still breathing, blue, and I said, "I will be done, God," and I called in the spirit guides for Reiki and angels and said my prayers and put my hands on his head, and what transpired was the most amazing experience I could ever, ever ask for, and that was my son was on the other side having a near-death experience and spending time with his brother.
Wow.
And he's
And he comes back. He came back and told you all about it. Did he understand?
Well, he was actually telling me about it while my hands were on his head doing Reiki.
Wow.
I was able to ask questions, and I was able to ask him to describe his brother to me. Mm-hmm. He was able to describe heaven to me. He was able to tell me about how he and his brother were talking without saying words.
Okay. Yeah.
And it was an and he was so thrilled to see that his brother wore his hair like he did, spiky.
And he,
and he saw his brother just as he needed to see them. And even though he died as an infant, it just tells me that we see the other side. We see people on the other side, or our loved ones, as we need to see them.
That's right. It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, you know my story. I had a near-death experience, and I remember my grandpa always wearing a plaid shirt. And when he met me, he was in his plaid shirt. And, you know, just exactly how I remembered him. And others I've met, you know, since, the same thing. How we remember, how they want us to remember them, or how we remember them, you know. And just absolutely amazing. Gosh, that is such a powerful story. And what a great gift, again, for you to have Reiki to help your son Kevin and to connect with Kenny and to, you know, and Kevin is okay, right?
Yes, yes. Kevin came out of that just fine. The only thing I did some research then, and that is that when teenagers in particular, kids and teenagers, maybe not so much adults because I think they feel they have to share the message, but kids and teenagers really have a higher incidence of suicide after a near-death experience because it is so beautiful. It is so peaceful. It is, they want to go back.
It's true. Like, you know, when I was there, I wanted to stay. I will honestly tell you that because it is a place like unlike anything here. Now, I don't want to encourage anyone to go and do it, you know, but I could see why that would be like that for teenagers, for kids.
Right.
From my experience.
Right, exactly. And so Kevin right now is a member of the Canadian Armed Forces. He has no fear of death. He has no fear of life.
Did everybody hear that noise?
Yes, we heard it.
Kenny came through again, folks.
Hi, Kenny. Thank you for being with us. I love you.
Well, Brenda, thank you so much for sharing that. We are just about out of time, and I do want you to share with everybody your website because I know there's going to be a lot of people wanting to connect with you after the show. So can you share your website with everybody?
I'd love to. So you can email me at D, as in Brenda, Pearce, P-E-A-R-C-E-R-A-I, @gmail.com. And my healing website is biomatrixtherapy.com. And on there, there's a lot of information. I talk about Dr. Oz. I also have a very special offer where I can do 28 days of Reiki distance love and support, also including a one-on-one session where we do some deeper clearings as well. So talk about being blanketed with this universal love. This is my beautiful way of putting it out there for everyone.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you, Kenny, from the other side for letting us do this show and your mom sharing your story. Gosh, we're out of time, Brenda. We'll have to have you back. You're such a wonderful person. Thank you for helping Christopher.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for having me. I appreciate
it. Folks, we're out of time. Next week, I'm going to be talking about messages from the other side and paying a special tribute to our furry friends on the other side. So on behalf of Brenda Pearce, my wonderful producer, Christopher, and myself, Sue London, we all want to wish you much love and many blessings. Have an amazing week, everybody.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you have missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to get inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.
Is physical or emotional pain controlling your life? Is happiness just beyond your grasp? Tune in to Perspective Reboot with Christy Boris, gifted spiritual and intuitive energy healer, Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific and 12 noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christy will be sharing wisdom, healing, and empowerment to help you realize your true potential. During her show, she'll be shining a whole new light on reality and assisting callers at 1-800-930-2819. Listen at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Anxiety can attack or creep up on us at the most inopportune moments, which makes us feel powerless and out of control. However, anxiety is a basic feeling that is created by our mind. Understanding some do's and don'ts about anxiety is a first step to demystify this emotion and regain control. The more we know about a challenge, the more we can find ways to overcome it.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world, and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer, it's about being the question, always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hello, My name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Negative self-talk plays a major role in how we create fear and anxiety. You're probably familiar with that worried, insecure, or critical voice that rises from somewhere deep inside, often at the most inopportune moments. You don't seem to choose the limiting, anxiety-triggering, or self-sabotaging thoughts, nor do you seem to be in control of them. Over the years, I've found that rather than ignoring or suppressing these negative thoughts, what works best is to redirect the mind with at least three counterbalancing arguments that shed light on the opposite, positive points of view. For example, if your negative thought was, "Something bad will happen," counterbalances could be, "Right now I'm okay. There have been many times I was worried and everything turned out well. I have the strength and abilities to handle anything that comes my way." Positive counterbalancing is training your mind to search for and find uplifting and empowering perspectives for any given situation.